Okay, today's daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. We're actually on the top of Kuf Ayin Gimel, actually the first word. Today's year is sponsored by Ivan and Vicky Silverman in honor of Sammy's Bar Mitzvah, which is taking place this Shabbos, and we wish them a lot of simcha and happiness, and they should continue to be a source of nachas. Okay, so we ended off saying yesterday that Abaya is not choshesh, that a shtar is going to fall and someone else is going to pick it up. In general, we are choshesh for that, but we're not choshesh, it could happen to you. To this specific person with the guy with the same name, we're not choshesh, it's going to happen. In general, yeah, people drop things. But we're not choshesh, it's going to happen to you. So, therefore, our Mishnah said that if there are two people with the same name in the town, right? The Mishnah said, "Ein yichol lahotzi shtar chov ze al ze." They can't produce shtars against each other. Yosef ben Shimon can't go to Bez and say, "Hey, Yosef ben Shimon, I have a shtar, you owe me money." That you can't do. That's going to come up on Amud Beis. Why can't you do that? However, the Mishnah says, "V'lo achar yotzi yochol lahotzi alein shtar chov." Not only that, the Mishnah said, nobody else can. You can't make you a shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon owes you money. You can't go to Yosef ben Shimon to get the money paid. You can't do that. Why? Because he'll say it's not me, it's the other guy. Right? Following? Good?
Yeah, but it's not really the case, because we've learned that every time you have two people in the same town,
yeah,
they go to the next. And then
so that's we go to the next generation.
Right.
But you cannot, the Mishnah said, V'lo acher yachol lahotzi aleihen shtar chov.
Right.
Nobody else can produce a shtar chov against you. Okay? If your name is Yosef ben Shimon. Why? So we don't really know why. We'll get to it. Well, you know why? Because how do you know it's him? How do you know you have to write Yosef ben Shimon? You don't know. Okay? El hod detanya. What about the following brisa? Kishem she'ein motzi in shtar chov ze al ze. Just like you cannot produce one shtar against the other with the same name, right? They can't walk into bed and say, "Hey, Yosef ben Shimon, you owe me money." Kach ein motzi in al acherim. So too, they cannot produce it on someone else. What case is that? Let's go back to it one second. Go back to the Mishnah. Someone owes him money. That our Mishnah said you can do, right?
No,
this is a brisa.
Oh.
This is a brisa. We're asking a question now, right? So this is the case where Yosef ben Shimon now wants to collect money. Not you want to collect money from Yosef ben Shimon.
They want to collect from other people.
Yosef ben Shimon wants to collect from other people. So Yosef ben Shimon walks up to Reuven and says, "Reuven, you owe me $100 out of shtar." Reuven's going to say, "Nah, I didn't borrow money from you. I borrowed from the other Yosef ben Shimon." Right?
Exactly.
Our Mishnah said that's okay.
Bryce
says no good. The Maikam Iflagi, what's going on here? Says the Gemara, "Baosios niknos b'mesira kamiflagi." They're arguing in whether you can transfer a shtar to someone else without a kinyan. So regardless of which Yosef ben Shimon it is, it doesn't make a difference. Whether it's Yosef ben Shimon Aleph or Yosef ben Shimon Bez, if either of them walk up to Reuven and say, "You owe me $100 a shtar here," it's not in part from me, right? From the other Yosef ben Shimon. It doesn't make a difference. He gave it to me. Right? And Osios Niknos Bimasira. Tana Didon Savar Osios Niknos Bimasira. Our Mishnah holds, Osios can be given over just by giving them over. Therefore, when Yosef ben Shimon Aleph gives it to Yosef ben Shimon Beis, Yosef ben Shimon Beis can collect on it. And Reuven can't say, "I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from another one." Doesn't make a difference. He gave it to me. Why? Osios Niknos Bimasira. Vitana Brosavar, the Tana of this Brisa says, "Nah, ain't Osios Niknos Bimasira." Doesn't work. So you have a document that's someone else's name on it, it's worthless. It's worthless, unless you have a kinyan. Where's the kinyan? So therefore, this Bryce says, it does not work. Look at the Rashbam. Tana bara sover ein osios nikmas b'mesira. You see it? Right?
Yeah.
Umitoch kach, because of this problem, yidcha halove lezeh. The lova could push the guy off. The Omar, and he'll say to him, pikadon hu etzlecha. You're just watching the star for the other Yosef ben Shimon. You're a pikadon, you're a bal pikadon. He asked you to watch it for him. You can't collect on me. Right? You can't collect on me. Not only that, and the other one will say, well, you don't have the shtar. So you don't have to pay either of them. Each one he pushes off. You hear? You hear?
Yes.
The Ramban says nobody in their right mind would ever give a pikadon of a shtar with the same name to somebody else with the same name. Nobody would ever do that. Because you can't collect on it. Nobody would ever do that. So the Ramban says, maybe what we're afraid of maybe is there is a kinyan. We don't know if there's a key, says over here. Maybe he wanted to sell him the shtar. He wanted to give it to him, but he didn't know the halacha. They have to give him with a kinyan. So he intended to, but he didn't do it right. To say that he gave it as a pikadon, that nobody would ever do that. Okay? So what's the machlokas about? How come in our Mishnah you're allowed to do this, and in the Brisa you're not allowed to? Because there are no other issue. Also, it's nikkus b'mesira. I'll give you another answer. The kuling alma osios nikkus b'mesira. Everybody holds osios nikkus b'mesira. Everybody holds from that. So can I give you the shtar to go collect it? Absolutely. Do I need a kinyan? Absolutely not. V'hacha, and over here, b'tzarech l'havi raya kamiflagi. The question is, do I have to bring a raya? Do I have to prove that I'm entitled to collect this debt? Tana didan savar ein tzarech l'havi raya. Our brisa, our mishnah holds, you do not have to bring a raya. Therefore, if either one of them comes up with a shtar and says, Reuven, you owe me money, either one of them produces such a shtar, the shtar itself is mochiach. V'tana brasavar tzarech l'havi raya. The brisa says you have to bring a raya. Therefore, when Yosef ben Shimon walks up to Reuven and says, pay me the $100, Reuven says, where's the raya? I don't have a raya.
What type of raya?
So all the Rishonim asked, the Rajba asked, what's the chashash over here? That it fell, we're not a chashash. That it's a pikadon, the Ramban said that's ridiculous. Right? What else is there? Osios niggas bimisira. Which everyone holds like that. What's the problem here? Right? Everyone holds Osios niggas bimisira. To the fell, we don't have a chashash. That you gave it as a pikadon to the other guy, we don't have a chashash. What's left? You hear the kasha? What's left? Why? What do you need a riot for? I have a shtar that says you owe Reuven and Shimon $100. You're telling me it's not me? It doesn't make a difference. Also, it's thinking from Sira. We don't choshesh it fell. It's not a pikadon. Why have you doing a riot? The question is very, very good. The answer is very, very poor. The answer he gives is, we have to say maybe it is a pikadon. Maybe, right? The Rashbam thought that could happen. Maybe he gave it as a pikadon. It's not really his. He's watching it for the other Yosef ben Shimon. Nobody would ever do that. Rashbam thought somebody would do it. That's the best answer he can come up with. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. What are you doing a raya for? Every time if I have a document that says, you simply owe me money, I'm not doing a raya. I have a shtar. It's signed by two edim. That itself is good enough. What are you doing a raya here? It's a very good question. He answers, well, maybe he gave it as a pikadon, even though that's very far-fetched. People wouldn't do that. The Itmar, Osios Niknas B'Mesira, Abaya Omer Tzavach L'Havi Raya, Rava Amar Ein Tzarech L'Havi Raya. Now again, Abaya and Rava makes perfect sense. Abaya makes no sense. Why do you have to bring a Raya? So here, in other words, if I say to you, hey, I walk into your house, I see a painting on the wall. I say, whose painting is that? It's mine. Well, bring me a Raya. Don't bring a Raya. It's in my house. It's mine. Bring me a Raya that is yours. I don't have to do that. Why is the shtar different? Says Rava, it's not different. So Abaya, so the yes.
Yeah. Are we worried about the mechanics behind the kinyan of it?
Yeah. So Shimon ben Yosef walks up to Reuven and says, Reuven, I have a shtar that says you owe Reuven ben Shimon $100. Please pay me $100. Reuven can say, that's not you. I borrowed it from the other Reuven ben Shimon. The answer is, so Abaya says, and also the one Tana said, you have to. This guy holding the shtar has to bring a raya that he's entitled to the money. So all the Rishonim ask, what is it being a riot for? We don't
fit. Should be
good enough. First of all, so it's a bit of zero. Second of all, it didn't fall down. Third of all, nobody gives it as a pikadon. What is it being a riot for? You have to bring a riot for anything else you have?
What is it also being a riot for?
What?
Is that the mechanics behind
why? Yeah, I can give you the star without a kinyan, and you can go collect on it. Without a kinyan. So if you walk up to Simcha and say, you know, I have a shtar here from Menachem, and says, you owe me $100. You're not Menachem. But I have the shtar.
But that's not the problem. The problem is, you're not believing the validity of the shtar.
What? No, we're not questioning that. He's just saying,
why can't he collect?
Exactly. That's exactly the question. He's just saying, it's not you. The Shtar doesn't... I owe $100, 100%. I'm not a lawyer. But I don't owe it to you. I owe it to him. So I'm here in his shoes. I have his Shtar. Owe to the Sigma Mitzvah. I don't need a kinyan from him. I don't need anything. Why can't I collect on this? Abaye says, no. You have to make a raya. What for? So I don't have to make a raya for anything else in the world. Hey, that's my watch. You're wearing my watch. We have a hamotzi mechaver of raya, right? Otherwise, we say you own it.
Right, that's what I was thinking of.
Right, well, it doesn't work this way. Right, so the Ritva, the Rajba answers because a shtar is different because it has no intrinsic value. It's only representative value. It's only valuable because of what it says on the document. The piece of paper is a worthless piece of paper. It's only representative value.
But they're not questioning the kinyan that he made originally. What they're questioning is it valid now?
No, everyone agrees it's valid.
Then why can't he collect it?
That's exactly the question. Why can't he collect? Because he can collect if he brings a buyer, he has to bring a raya.
Exactly, because obviously they don't believe that.
Does it do believe?
They don't believe whose it is.
Exactly, they don't believe whose it is.
The validity is okay.
I'm not paying you $100.
The validity is okay.
I owe $100. I owe $100 to him, not to you. I'm going to give you $100, and then the next day he's going to come back with the same star. Give me the $100. What do you mean? I gave it to Monty yesterday. You were foolish for doing that. You don't owe him the money. You owe me the money. I know, but he came with a star that says I owe the money. He has the star. We don't assume he picked it up off the floor. We don't assume it's a picaron. We say oh, this is a thing of a mitzvah. I went to bed. I paid him.
And we don't say that it may have been stolen.
We don't say no. We're not a choshish for that. Right? We're not choshish for that. That was yesterday. We're not choshish for that. Right. So why can't I just pay him? So the Rashi has a very also difficult answer. He says it's because it's only representative value. Therefore, a star, when it's given over, it has to be given over with the intent. I'm giving you more than just a blank piece of worthless piece of paper. I'm giving you the right to collect on this piece of paper.
But that's the idea of a star.
Exactly. So that has to be explicit. If it's not explicit, you have to bring a writer. That was done. Otherwise, maybe I'm just giving you pieces of paper without the representative value attached. Maybe he did that. Right, when Achosha she picked it. Oh, it's all good. It's all true. So what? I'm not giving you the $100. You demonstrate to me that you have the right to collect it just because you're holding it. You're holding a worthless piece of paper. It has representative value. Want me to represent that value? Prove it. That's all. That's the Rajma's answer. I know the question is better than the answer.
Yeah, it's a lot better than the answer.
Okay. Amar Abaya, Mna Aminallah. How do I know this? The Tanya. I have a brisa like this. Echad min ha'achin, the father died. So one of the brothers is going through the father's study. And he finds shashtarchov yotzei mitachas yado. He finds a document that says that Reuven owed the father money. He says, look what I have. I have this document that Reuven owes the father money. So, right? Allah of lahavi raya. The brother has to bring a raya that the father gave it to him to collect. I want you, Reuven, you can collect this shtar that Zvulun owed me $100.
Well, he's dead.
What? So he has to bring a raya that before he died, the father gave him the shtar. Not that he found it, if he found it in the study after the father died, then it's split among all the brothers. Right, but he's the one who has it. So he says, Dad gave it to me before, he only wanted me to get this money. So you bring a raya like that. Bring a raya, no problem. My lav, hu adin la'achrini. So isn't it the same din by other people too? In other words, other people too. You have a shtar that says he owes him money, you want to collect on it, bring a raya, you have the right to do that. By a brother we do it.
This makes sense.
So you... Rav Omar, shiny achin, no, by brothers is different. Why? Dishmutu mahadadi. Because they're busy rummaging through the study. How do you go to his study? You don't. So if you have a star, says Rava, that itself is the raya. You have it holding it in your hand, that's a good raya. But if when a father died, and everyone's a mad dash to the father's study looking through the papers, that's not the same thing. That case, Rava says, I agree, you gotta bring a raya. Why? It's very suspicious. By stam a guy in the street? We don't say that. Reuven has a star that Shimon owes Levi $100 wants to collect on it. The fact that he's holding it in his hand, that's enough of a raya. You don't have to do more. By a brother, brother's different. He rummages in the study. Ikad the army, so now we'll try to do the opposite. Amar Rava, Munah Minala, how do we know my din? That what? That holding the document is good enough.
The Tanya. Echad min ha'achin sh'ashtar chav yotzei b'tachas yado. Olav l'havi raya. If a brother has a shtar, he wants to collect, he says, Dad gave it to you before he died, go prove it. Achin hu, so the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Achin hu, only by a brother, d'shamtu mahadadi. Avlachwini, lo. Only a brother has to, nobody else has to. Brother, they see I'm right. So the Gemara says, no. Vabaya, achin istrichole. Abaya says, no. You're right. Everyone has to. So why are you singling out the case of the brother? Because it's a special halacha. I would think, since they rummaged through the study, looking for things. Ema mizdahar zihiri. Maybe the brothers are very careful. They don't let anybody walk out of that study without checking their pockets. Right? And, v'lo tzrichi lahavi raya. And the fact that you got the shtar. I don't have to bring a raya. Oh, how do I make it out of that room? They frisk you when you leave the room. Right? So how do I get out of there? Obviously, he really gave it to me before Hintaka. Kamashram, we don't assume that, and you still have to bring a raya. Right? Okay? Now we're going to bring a third raisa. About a third, well, one was a Mishnah, one was a Braisa, now a third one. Right? The Ella, Hadatanya. What about the following? Third Braisa now. About two people with the same name. Kishem Shemotzi and Tehen Shtarchov Alachayrim. Just like you can produce a document against other people. Kach Motzi and Zel Zeh. You could produce one against each other. In other words, Yosef ben Shimon is allowed to walk into Beis Din and say, Yosef ben Shimon, ever starts, says you owe me $100. The Mishnah said you can't do that. Bryson number one said you can't do that. Bryson number two says, Bryson number three says he can do it. B'mai kamiflagi. What's the machlokis about? Asks the Gidule Truma. What's the machlokis about? First of all, what's the reason? He's jumping the gun. Stage two. What's stage one is, what are they arguing about? Well, stage one is, what's the shita? Why can't you bring a shtar against someone with the same name? Why can't you? So the Rashbam on the Gemara, on the Mishnah, gave a reason, which the Gemara is going to give a different reason. And everybody goes to town. Why did the Rashbam give a different reason? The Rashbam's reason was, here's what's going to happen. Yosef ben Shimon lends money to Yosef ben Shimon. They write a document. They sign it. Yosef ben Shimon pays off the loan. Now that I paid off the loan, the halacha is, you give me the I paid off the loan. I gave you the $100. Give me the loan. Give me the document. He says, you're right. It's the halacha, right? He gives him the document. He turns around the next day, goes to Beis Din and says, Yosef ben Shimon owes me $100. I got a document. Right? Because of that problem, because... They don't rip it up. They didn't rip it up. He doesn't have to rip it up. He gave it to him. They're supposed to. If you rip it up, you avoid this problem. But Mechoshesh, it wasn't ripped up. Right? So he gave it to him. He didn't expect this would happen. So he gave it to him. He gave him the document back after he paid off the loan. Then he could turn around tomorrow and walk into Beis Din and say, you know, Reuven and Shimon may have it. Well, it's $100. I have a shtar right here. Right? That's the Rashbam's answer why you can't do this. Okay? Okay? This Braisa says you can do it. So, says the Gedulei Truma, the Gemara assumes right now that that's the reason why you can't do it, because of the Rashbam's problem. Right? That's the reason you can't do it. So now the Gemara says, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? Why can't you do it? Because of shtar lulove. The afal pisha ain mal ve'imo kamiflagi. You know what the machlokas is about? Can you write a shtar? Can a lova, if a lova wants to say, I owe him $100, do you have a problem with that? All you're doing is benefiting the malva. I walk into Beis Din with two edim, and a sofer, and say, Beis Din, I'm an honest man. You know, I owe Reuven $100. I owe Reuven $100. He was so nice. He didn't even write a shtar. I want to write a shtar right now. Does Reuven the Malva have to be in the room? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. That's the machlokas over here. How does that play out? Like this. Ready? Tana didon savar. Our Braisa holds. Our Mishnah holds. Kos v'shtar lova. Afal pisha ein malva imo. You could do this. It's no problem. The lova can write up the document, even though the Malva isn't in Hawaii. Doesn't make a difference. Now, if they have the same name, what's going to happen? Listen to this. Zimnin, it's going to happen. The Azul Gabi Safra, you're going to go to a sofer, Visadi with witnesses, V'amr, and you're going to say, Kitzvu li shtara, write me a shtar, Dibbein and Lemezah from Yosef ben Shimon, because I borrowed money from Yosef ben Shimon. Chaveira, my good buddy. And he doesn't tell, and his name is also Yosef ben Shimon. Ubazar Diktivi, they're going to write it up. V'chas Milei, they're going to sign it. Nikita, he's going to take it. Nikita Lei, V'amr, he's going to say, Habli Meya, Tiyazav Tamini. Give me the $100 you owe me. Right? He got it written up and signed, and now he's going to... The Rashbam said he already paid back. It's a little different. It's a very similar thing. The Rashbam in the Mishnah said, what's the problem? You're going to pay back the loan, ask for the shtar back,
and then you're going to become like
and then you're going to pretend you're the borrower. You're the lender. Right? You're going to make yourself into from a borrower to... Here, you didn't do anything. You went to... His mom is much more crooked. Well, it's not much more crooked. It's a different crooked. You went to Bezdin with two Asim and said, I'm a Lova. The Malva? The Malva's in Hawaii. We don't need the Malva for this. I'm going to write up that I owe $100 to him. They're going to write it up. They're the same name. He then turns around, flies to Hawaii, goes to Bezdin in Hawaii, and says, look at this. He owes me $100. I have a stock. Right? And by the way, $1 million. And by the way, you don't have to write up a shtar in front of the Malva. So this chashash applies. Therefore, says our Mishnah, if they have the same name, you can't claim against each other. You can't claim against each other. Tana Bras Savar, the Tana of this Brisa holds, Ein Kos Min Shtar Lova Ad Shem Malva Imo. You don't write a shtar until the Malva's in the room. If you don't write a shtar until the Malva's in the room, you can't write a shtar without the Malva being there and then collect it and pretend you're the lender. Right?
That means the same name.
Yeah, we're talking the same name. Can't do it. Right?
You still have the
chashash of the Rashbam. How do you get around that problem? The bomb kasha. You still have that problem. Right? Bomb kasha. He gives a very... So the truth is, the Rashbam alludes to the kasha. He alludes to the answer. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, it's the Rashbam of Elim Kein Malva Imo. You see it? El im ke malva imo. You're not allowed to write a shtar unless the malva is there. Right? Umistama shnehem hayu b'maymud makom shenichtav. They're both standing there when it's being written. Right? V'kevun de'in hu yadi. What does that mean? Since they both know what's going on. V'ein makpidin zal zeh. They're not makpid on each other. I'm not sure what that means. Lo chayshinon su l'shum ramos. We are no longer choshesh for any ramos, any trickery. Kivan de l'nafil lo chayshinon. But not choshesh, it fell. They learn into that Rashbam. If you come to Besdin, with the two of you, and you write up a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Reuven ben Shimon is the one who gets owed the hundred. They have the same name, and they both come to Besdin together, and they're not makpin on each other. They're both saying that we're not choshesh. Anyone's going to pull this off. We're not choshesh. That after you pay off the debt, you're going to take the shtar back and then walk into Bezdin tomorrow and say, now you're the lender. After you do everything so yashrus, to then think you're going to be a crook, that we don't assume. Therefore, the Rashbam's issue is not an issue. Okay? It's amazing var. It's amazing kasha. It's amazing answer. Right? But if you do everything is yashrus, all of a sudden, now you become a crook. But I'm choshev for that. Then you start off on step one as a crook. You get fake aid. Everything's fake. We have a chashash for that. Therefore, the malva's got to be in the room. The malva's in the room and everything's on yashrus. Now we're going to say he's a crook. That one, achoshish. That's the worst type of crook.
Right. Yeah.
Right? That's the worst type of crook.
What are you not expecting?
Right. It's the worst one. Yeah. But they're not choshish. We're not choshish for that. That could be true. Maybe he means that also. It's a good point. Yeah. But they know already the pitfall when they have the same name.
Yeah.
So they have to take more precautions. In the Chanami. Okay. Now, Nimta Alechad Ben Shtaros of Shtaros Yosef and Shimon, Parua, Shtaros Nam Peruin. That means that I'm going through my papers, and I know that I owe two people, Right, is that the case? Yeah, I owe two people named Yosef ben Shimon money. I owe two people. I know I paid one back. So we say both are paid back.
Why? Because we don't know who you paid back. Time, was that the case? Yeah.
He found this thing and we don't know which one of them was considered paid, so we say both.
Right.
Yes.
Time. Money,
right. Time, the whole reason is the Nimsa. Because he happened to be rummaging through his study and he found the papers. Hello, Nimsa. And if not for that, Motzi Mapik? What, then he could collect from two Yosef and Shimon's? I'm sorry. Two Yosef and Shimon's lent him money. So now, if not for the fact that he found it in his study, that he paid one of them off, they could both collect from him? That's not true anyway. Fanan Tanan, Fanan, Velo Achi Yachal Hoti Alein Shtar Chov Tanan. The Mishnah says you can't do that. You can't do that. So the Mishnah makes it seem like the only reason why they can't, two Yosef and Shimon's can't collect from him is because he admits he owed, paid one back. And what if he didn't admit? Then they can't. They also can't. Why? Not allowed. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yirmiyah, b'mishulashin. No. The Shtar, you know why you can collect? Because it mentioned the grandfather's name. So we have a third generation. That's why. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'nechzi tavra b'shma d'man t'kasev. So look at the receipt. Let's see whose name's on the receipt. So the Gemara says, Amar of Hoshia, b'mishulashin b'shtar, b'mishulashin b'shover. Nah, the receipt only has two names. So we don't know who it is. The Shtar had three names. So if not for the fact that he admitted it, then he still owes the money. So if the Shtar has three names, we know it's it. In other words, the Shtar said two Shtaros. One said Reuven ben Shimon ben Yosef, and the receipt said Reuven ben Shimon. So who is it? We don't know. So therefore, if he admits he paid one back, then neither of them can collect. Abaya Amar, the exact opposite case. Hachi Kamar, here's a story. Nimsa Lulova being Shtoros of Shtoros of Yosef ben Shimon, Alai Perua Shtoros named Peruin. The Lova finds two documents. The Lova borrowed from two people named Yosef ben Shimon. Not talking about a Malva here. We're talking about a Lova. The Lova borrowed from two different people named Yosef ben Shimon, and he paid one back. Says Abaya, you don't have to pay both of them. We were talking about a Malva. A Malva lent to two Yosef ben Shimons. But you know he got one paid back. So he can't get the other one. Why? Because he doesn't know which one it is. Abaye says, nah, we're talking about a love. A love, I borrowed money from two people. One I paid back, but I don't know which one. And you can't, the other one, he doesn't have to pay the other one back. Ketzad Yasu, how do you, I'm sorry, right? The Rashbam says something wild. He says, in the Rashbam of Amar Abaye, it's Mihu. You see, it's on the last word of the line. The last word on the line. It's the third wide line. The third wide line, Umihu. You see it there? Umihu, says the Rashbam. Nira be'enai. It seems to me. Shem shnehem boim b'harsha zeh mizeh al halove. What happened? This guy borrowed from two Yosef and Shimon's. He paid one back, but doesn't know which one. So the two Yosef and Shimon's are no fools. They want to get the money. So they write a harsha, they write a docket one to the other, that says, we'll let one of us cut, we'll split the money. At least we get something out of this guy. Right? At least we get something out of him. He's going to say, well, I paid one of you back, I don't know which one, if I don't have to pay. Well, no. I'm going to show, one Yosef is going to show up at the door, Reuven, you owe one of us money. Which one? We don't know. We have a document here that we agree to let each other, you have to pay us. How we cheshbin the money, it's not your business. It's not your concern. It's not your concern. Right? You don't worry about us. At least they get half. That they can do. Yichol ligvos, echad ben ashtaros, bimanav shach ben alova. No matter what. Either you owe it to me, if you don't owe it to me, I'm here on his behalf. Either way, you gotta pay. That's the pasha part of the Rashbam. Look at the next one. Sharei modehu bal karcha b'shnei shtaros el shpar echad. Umihu. Itoan lova. If the lova admits, it claims, V'omar, and says, L'shneim parati, I paid both of you back, V'hashover kasav, nichtav stam al shneichem, and the shover doesn't say anything, it's blank, nir be'ein at the taina ma'al yisahi. That's a great taina. If the lova says, I paid both of you back, right? Then they can't collect. Ask the Ritva, why on earth would somebody have a receipt that he paid two totally different people back? What on earth is the Rashbam talking about? I have a receipt that says I paid Yaakov and Leah. Two people in the shul. Why would somebody have a receipt that he paid two people back? And those people are related to each other. The two random people. How many three? They have the same name. Nobody would ever receive like that. So what's what I'm talking about? Right? You hear what's going on? They come knocking on the door and go, Reuven, you owe us money. No, I paid you back. So you paid one of us back. You didn't pay the other one back. So I'm here on behalf of either myself or the other one. You give me the $1,000, and what I do with it, with him, it's not your business. We'll split it. Says the Rashbam, but if the Lovis says, nah, I have a receipt that I paid both of you back, he's believed. Why would somebody have a receipt that he paid two foreign people on one receipt?
It says
Nichtav
Stam. It says that it's...
Exactly, it makes it worse. On both of them. In other words, it says, I paid you back.
Right.
I paid Yosef ben Shimon back. Why on earth, or both of them. I paid Yosef ben Shimon, I paid Yosef ben Shimon. Why would somebody have a receipt with two different people on it? Makes no sense. Says the Ritva, it's not true. He argues in the Rashbam. So like, it's very interesting.
You're saying there's one shoulder?
Yeah, one shoulder with two people. Why would somebody have a shoulder like that? It's two foreign people. Happens to be they have the same name.
What's the case that would have happened?
What? It's unusual. No. But the Rashbam says, if it happens, he's believed.
How would he even have that?
Exactly. The Ritva says, how would you even have such a thing? How do you get such a thing? How would you get such a thing? Exactly, they have nothing to do with each other. They're two different people. It happens to be they have the same name. Like, what's the Rashbam talking about? It needs a hezbar. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Do an entire Amud. Ketzad yasu yishalshu. What do you do about making sure there's no problems? You go back a third generation. Tana im ha'yishnam kahanim yichtivu doros. If they're both kahanim, you have to go even further back. You go back. You find a reason why you keep going back or keep making kahanim levim to make sure that they're distinguished. Okay? Next. Ha'omer levno. The guy says to his son, Shtar ben shtarosi perua. I know I paid back a debt. The ani yedeya ezehu shtaros. But I don't know which one it is. Kulan peruin. They're all paid back. Okay? Kulan peruin. They're all paid back. Why are they all paid back? I'm sorry. The other way around. The father is the malva. The father is the malva. So the father says, I know somebody paid me back, but I don't know who. I have a lot of people owe me money. One of them paid me, I don't know who it is. Father dies. Son can't collect from anybody. Everybody could say, I'm the one. Right? I'm the one who paid back. However, Nimtza le'echad sham, shnayim, if he finds two, and he knows only one was paid back, then, hagadol perua, we assume the bigger one was paid back, because we're not going to make a guy pay more than he has to, katan ena perua, the little one is not paid back. Okay? Now, Rav is going to say the exact same thing. Amar Rav, shtar lecha biyadi, if it's a star here, perua, hagadol perua, hakatan ena perua. The big one's paid, the little one's not paid back. Just like the Mishnah said. Chov lecha biyadi perua, shtaros kulam peruin. If it says the chov is paid back, then they're all paid back. Everything's paid back. It says chov, it says debt. Amar le ravina le rava el meata, if that's true, sadei mechurulach, if it says the words, my field sold to you, sadei gadol mechurulo, the big field sold, sadei sheyesh lo mechurulach, the sadei that I have is sold to you, kol sados of mechurulo, all sados are sold? The word chov, why does the word chov mean every chov? The word sadeh doesn't mean every sadeh. Right, the Rashbam says there are places where we have a singular word where it means plural, like bayona, behema rabba. It means all the behemas. So if I say I'm selling you a field, I sell you all the fields? No. So why would I sell you, I'm selling you a chov, all the chovos? So the answer is, Amalei, Hasam, Yad Baal Shtar HaTachtona. Yeah, because you have the document, so you're in the worst position possible. Right? The burden of proof is always against him. So therefore, he says chov, we assume it's all chovos. You sell a field, we assume it's only one field. Okay? Next. Now we're going to learn about a cosigner. So, cosigner is somebody who agrees to pay the debt of you. How that works? Here we go. If somebody borrows money with a cosigner, you really can't collect from the arov. The Gemara is going to change this. And if you say, you can collect from whoever you want. You can collect from the arov. If the lova has property, you cannot collect from the arov. What does it mean, benkach u benkach? So the Gemara is going to say it's a chaser matzor. It doesn't make any sense. What are the two cases? V'chein, also, harim shir megal omer, ha'arav l'isha b'ksuvasa. Let's say somebody else guarantees a ksuva. You have some rich guy. You know what? If your husband doesn't pay the ksuva, I'll pay. If that happens, for yabayel magarsha, and the husband divorces her, then he doesn't pay. What will she do? She'll go back to this rich guy. He'll pay the ksuva. He's an arav.
Yidirena hana.
The husband has to make a neder that he will not remarry the woman. Why? What's
going to
happen? Listen, honey, I'll divorce you. I'm not going to pay the ksuva. You'll go to the RO. He'll pay the ksuva. Then I'll remarry you. Right? Why not? So to prevent that shtick, he wants to divorce her. He's allowed to divorce her. He has to make a neder. He won't remarry her. That way, this third party doesn't get taken for a ride. Okay?
My timer, what's the reason for this?
What's the reason why we assume now, the Mishnah started off by saying, an Orav doesn't really have to pay. Why not? That's what an Orav is, no?
So my timer, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Zom Tavayu, Gavra Shlimitzli Lach.
Are you borrowed from a guy? Here's the guy. Rashbam explained, the Gemara is assuming now that the only time you pay an Orav has to pay is if the Lova dies or runs away. Imam is not here. He died or ran away. But if he's here and he's broke, you can't go to the Arov. No. I borrowed money from him. He's standing here in court. He's penniless. Doesn't make a difference. I don't have to pay. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. Maskevlar of Nachman. Hi, Dina de Parsai. This is like a Persian thing. What kind of Polish thing is this? Right?
So the Gemara says, Adaraba. What are you talking about? Basa Arva Asli. The Polish, the Persians, they do have Arovs.
So what the Gemara meant to say was, no, Ella, Bedina de Parsoi. It's like a Polish court. The Lo Yav Tarlo Mosayo. They don't explain what they're doing. What is an Arov? Only if the Lova died? That's not what an Arov is. Only if he died or ran away? No.
Ella, Amar of Nachman, my Lo Yipar Min Arov. What it means is, Lo Yitva Arov Tchila.
You can't go to the Arov first. First go to the Lova. The Lova is penniless? Of course you can go to the Arov. The Lova is here? It doesn't make a difference.
Tanya Amihachi, we want a similar thing. Hamalvitz chaver al yedei arov.
If somebody borrows money with an arov, lo yidva arov tchila. Don't go to the arov first.
V'im amar al manas she'efer misha eretza. And if you say, I'll go to whoever I want, then yidva arov tchila.
You can go to the arov first.
Okay? Amar of Huna, minayin la arov shemeshtabed. How do you know such a thing as an arov? So the Chizib, it says by Yehuda, when Yehuda said to Yaakov, let Binyamin come down to Mitzrayim, Anochi Eri Venu Miyadi Tzivakshenu.
I am an Arav, I'll return him. You hear this? From Yehuda.
Maskifla, Rav Chista, Ha Kablonus He.
That was a Kablonus Arav. That was much more special. A Kablonus Arav is a greater level of guarantee.
Right.
By the way, the Mashal asks, Yehuda wasn't an Arav. Yehuda was a Lovet. I want to borrow Binyamin, and I'll return him. What's an Arov? Yaakov, I need to borrow Binyamin for a while. I need to go down to Mitzrayim with him, and I will return him. I guarantee I will return. What kind of Arov is that?
He is the Arov.
No, he's not. I'll borrow money from you, and I'm returning it to you. What kind of Arov is that? I'm borrowing... So the Marsha gives an answer. He says the Gemara is not being medactic. The whole thing is a smachta anyway. It's not a deal for Arov from Yehuda. It's not a smachta, so the Gemara is not precise. The other answer is... Yaakov
went on behalf of Yaakov.
I understand. I need to borrow $100 from you because I'm going to make an investment for you. So, that's not an Arov.
But
Mashal gives a similar answer to what you're saying. Mashal says, Yaakov didn't give Binyamin to Yehuda. Yaakov gave Binyamin to the other brothers. And Yehuda was the guarantor. You hear this?
Dechsev, like it says, it says, Tnu Osa Al Yadi V'ani Ashivenu.
You give me the brother, I'll return him. Who said that? Reuven said that. How could this be a riot that Yehuda's an Arav if Reuven said it?
Reuven is the one who's trying to be an Arav.
What?
Reuven was trying to be, because he said, if in case you don't give it to me...
Reuven said it.
Right.
Yaakov said this guy's a Shota. Right? Rashi says he's a Bachar Shota.
Right.
And Yehuda said, no, I'll do it. Right. So this pasuk is by Reuven. So what how can you bring a pasuk for Reuven for Yehuda? So the Mashal says, well, Reuven said this, and he was rejected, right? So Yehuda couldn't say be more makel. Yeah. Yehuda had to be bigger than. So this is of course this is included in Yehuda's statement. So it's a good raya for Yehuda.
Okay. Ella, okay, we've got to do a little bit more. We'll do, no one's here anyway. They're coming. I just saw people coming. Ella, we'll do one more minute. Ella, Amr of Yitzchak Mehacha. It's a pasuk over here. It's a long pasuk here in Mishle. Lokach Bigdo, take the garment, ki Arov Zar, because you're an Arov for a stranger. Ub Adna Chuyar for a stranger. Chavluhu, be an Arov. For Amr, and it says, Bni Imaravtel Reyecha, if you are an Arov for your friend, Tikas Lazar Kapecha, open up your hand. Nokshas Bimre Picha, you're going to get ensnared in speech. Nelkedas Bimre Picha, you're going to get captured by your speech. Asa Zos, Afa Bni Vihinatzel, do this, you'll be saved. Ki Ba'as Kapecha Reyecha, Lech Vihisrases Virav Reyecha. Which means, Imamon Yeshli Biodecha, Hadal Pisas Yad. If you have money, give it out. V'yimlav, and if not, Harbi Olav Reyim. If he doesn't want to take the money back, get a lot of friends and ask for Mechila. The point is, such a thing as an Arov. Yeah, we'll get to the two dots. It's one more minute. Amra Meimar, Arov de Mishtabed, whether an Arov can be Mishtabed, is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi damar smachta kanya. Rabbi Yossi says that a smachta works, Arov Mishtabed. An Arov also works. I promise to pay. Rabbi Yehuda damar smachta lo kanya, Arov lo Mishtabed. Doesn't work. Amra Rabbi Ashi la Meimar, what do you mean? Hamaisa b'chol yom, that smachta lo kanya, Arov Mishtabed. A smachta does not work, and Arov does work. Ella, Amar Ravashi, Bahu Hanod, the Kamehemnin Le, Gomer Mishtabed Nafshe. By the fact that you are put up on such a pedestal, that you're so trustworthy, you're an Arov, that Hanod is your Matnit, you give it over, and that's how an Arov works. Right, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.